The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
For such a time, bringing the fountains of God's work to all the servants and saints. Hosted by Messianic Rabbi Alan Moorhead, author, teacher, founder, and senior congregational leader of Arrowhead Messianic Congregation in Peoria. And now, Rabbi Moorhead.
Shalom, shalom, shamashim, kodashim, shel elyon. Peace and hello to the saints and servants of the Most High God in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. So I'm glad to be with you again here today as we continue our biblical studies and teachings that to bless you, to strengthen you, to give you knowledge and understanding and wisdom of God's Word. That's what I'm here for. I always consider it that my goal as a rabbi or even pastor is to prepare people to meet the Messiah. You know, I always tell people in my congregation, I want to see you all there when that rapture occurs. And I want to see you there, and I want to make sure you're there. And so that's my goal. I want to prepare them to meet the Messiah. I'm not trying to prepare them to live in this world. You know, there's lots of stuff out there to help you with that. I'm trying to prepare them to meet the Messiah. That is a far more concerned thing that we have to watch after at all times, to be ready to meet the Messiah. You know, to be prepared to learn how to get along better in the world is a good thing. There's nothing wrong with that. But the problem with some of that stuff is the fact that your heart is not right and not prepared to meet the Messiah. And those are the things that could get you in some very serious trouble. We want to meet the Messiah. Be ready to meet the Messiah. Have our garments white and not soiled. Have our lamps full of oil. Have our hearts and minds set and our face solidly like a stone toward the Messiah. These are the things that we need to prepare for and be ready for. And that is one of my goals as a rabbi teacher. I want to do that. It won't be long. I'll be headed back across the ocean again to India, Kenya and Rwanda, and to teach a lot of people there. In Kenya alone, they already got 500 pastors lined up for a pastor's conference for me, and I'll be teaching them all week. So they'll have me for like 5-6 days, and I will be teaching them. That's not near enough time, but it's all the time I got, so I'm going to take advantage of it that I can. 500 pastors and a tremendous amount of other leaders will be there too. So we'll be probably, I wouldn't doubt if I'm not speaking to 1,000 people at a conference all these days. And these people are eager to learn the Word of God. You'd be surprised, man. These people love God. They are eager to learn the Word of God. They want to know more truth and not so much people coming over there and trying to treat them like they don't know anything and giving them Bible 101 time after time after time after time. They're tired of Bible 101. They want meat and potatoes. They want to hear all the deep things of God. I cannot believe how many times these people told me and says, we want to hear the deep things. We want to hear the meat of God. That's what we want to hear. And I say, well, get your forks and knives out. You're going to get the meat because here we go. And they love it. They love it. You know, and they're really getting tired of being treated as second-class citizens that don't know anything about God. These people love God. You just ought to watch them worship alone. You know, that is awesome. During their worship, boy, they know how to dance. They know how to sing. They know how to shout. And quite often they'll drag me off the podium and dance with them, and we're all jumping around and singing and praising God. What a blessing. What a blessing it is. And one of them sent me a DVD later on after that. They had all that recorded, and there I am out there jumping around with the rest of them. How funny that was, you know. I said, I really did that? said, now that's got to be imposter. That cannot be me. But it was funny. But what a wonderful thing it was. And some of the singers, outstanding singers they have, you know, beautiful voices. And I was called up to sing with one of them one time. Oh, my gosh, I was so blessed. This lady was so good. And there I am singing with her. And when I say singing with her, I wasn't singing in foreign languages. They know English American worship songs. They know them. So I was singing with them on this, and it was just awesome. So what a blessing it is to go over there. And this particular year, it's all nothing but pastor conferences. So whether it be India, Rwanda, or Kenya, there's going to be just pastors conferences for a week. And I'm going to spend a week in each one, each country, and teach the people. And hopefully you'll just leave a wonderful legacy behind this time for pastors to have something to teach their people that is more than the typical 101 Bible stuff they get all the time. So I'm excited about this trip. And it's full swing right now. The pastors are all putting the conferences together over there. My travel agent and I are still working out the details of the trip. But it should be by end of next week that will all be detailed out. Because there's a lot to going to those countries. A lot of visas, a lot of individual puddle jumper planes you got to arrange to fly into some of these more out of the big city areas that are not part of something you can easily find on the internet and scheduling a plane. But I'm looking forward to that. So anyway, we've been talking about the new topic I'm working on, the signs and times of the coming of the Messiah. It's very important that you get this down in your heart and understand. I'm not saying you have to agree with me on everything. Heck no, you know. We're believers. We're searching out God's word. You know, we're kingdom-minded people. We should be striving to learn things about the kingdom. Nobody has all the answers. But what I try to do is try to present a case for people to understand. Quit thinking that, you know, all of a sudden the Lord's coming tomorrow or this past the fall feast. He's coming on the fall feast this year. It's this year. I even had several years ago a man jump up in my congregation when I told him this Yom Teruah, or the Day of Shouting, some people call it Feast of Trumpets, is when the rapture is going to occur. And I said, no, it's not going to occur at that time. And this guy jumped up and said, you're wrong, it is going to occur. And I said, no, it's not going to occur. Well, it did not occur. So guess who won that argument? And you know, we never want to just dismiss everything because, you know, the Lord says that some will be caught unawares when it happens. We want to be aware. We want to be alert. We want to be awake. We want to know the truth. We want to know these things that we can meet and be ready to meet the Messiah at any time. These things are important. But it's also we need to, you know, dismiss and break through all the typical Christian teachings. And I don't mean that in a bad way. I love my Christian teachings, but sometimes they are given just to tickle people's ears and give nothing but, you know, a false comfort to people. And that's not the way the end times will be. So we need to understand that. We've been talking about Matthew 24, and last week we ended at verse 9, which says that they will deliver you up to be afflicted, and they shall kill you, and you shall be hated for all nations for my sake. And even though that can mean the Jewish people and it can mean Israel or a double fulfillment here, it certainly is for believers. It's because he is speaking to the disciples when he said this themselves. And so this is what's going to happen in the last days. This is the part of, you know, the time is coming. When these things begin to happen. And, you know, there are many groups that watch how the martyrs are taking place around the world, and they're all of them are saying, never before is Christianity being as persecuted as it is today. It is this fulfillment of this scripture in verse 9 is at hand now, and it is taking place, and it will only get worse. And so always keep praying, you know, praying that more time of God's work can go out and touch people and before this really gets out of hand. So we're going to start today with verse 10, chapter 24 of Matthew, and continue the chapter 24 of the signs and times of the coming of the Messiah. It says in verse 10, "And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another." My gosh, folks, that's all we ever hear, even on the news anymore. I'm offended. That's a hate crime. I'm offended. Everybody's offended about something. I'm offended by all the offendants. All the offenses. I'm offended by all the offenses that they keep bringing up all the time. But everybody is offended about something. That's because love is not present anymore. Forgiveness is not present anymore. Everybody's offended and seem to have a right to be offended and a right to declare something a hate crime because they disagree with you. We see this all over the country today and many different topics and subjects today. It's unbelievable. So they will begin to betray one another, which reminds me of a scripture in 1 Timothy 4:1. "In the latter days, latter times, some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils." So in the last days, people will fall from the faith and giving heed or accepting seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. We're seeing this all over the place today, folks. We're seeing a lot of fulfillment of this particular scripture in Timothy today. We're seeing this where even pastors are now turning to strange beliefs and doctrines of devils. Pastors that used to be strong in the Word of God are now accepting doctrines of devils, like homosexuality is certainly a doctrine of the devil. We're beginning to see all these things taking place. But this is signs of the last days. We should not be surprised. We should not be mesmerized by this. We should not be like, whoa, what's going on here, and ready to go hide somewhere in a cave or deep woods of Canada somewhere. No, these things said they will happen, and we should be able to stand firm and stand against them. Folks, they're going to happen, but that does not mean we don't stand against them. The more we stand against them, the more we delay the final judgments coming upon the earth so that more people can be delivered and more people get saved. That's our calling. Did you know that's our calling too? We are to make disciples. We are to be a light to the world. We are to be the salt to the earth. And so we need to be. You can't be that way by hiding. You can't go somewhere and hide and be a light and a salt. To be a salt, we've got to be right there to season in front of people. We got to shine the light on the darkness and watch the shadows flee away when the light comes up. Yeah, they may persecute you, and yeah, they may hate you for it. They might even kill you for it. But that's our calling as a believer. To be a believer in the Lord does not mean a social thing. It means to adhere to the Word of God and follow Him and do what He says to do. So this is important things that we need to do. Verse 11 of Matthew 24 says, "And many false prophets shall arise and shall deceive many." We kind of talked about that last week when we said many shall come in the name of Christ and they're deceiving people. "And many false prophets shall arise." There's a lot of them around today, all over the place. Everybody wants to be a prophet. It's amazing to me. I'm not against prophecy as a gift of the Holy Spirit, but I do question those who claim to be a prophet. Because the Bible says those who claim to be prophets will never be wrong, and if they are wrong, they are to be stoned. So that doesn't mean there aren't people that have the office of a prophet in the world today, but they need to take great heed, and they need to be very careful and quit flipping coins and saying, well, if this happens, this happens, and trying to pretend to be a prophet. God will work against them. And these false prophets deceive many. I know it because I get caught up with this many times, even in my own congregation. Well, did you hear the latest prophecy? I'm going, oh, dear, what? And then they'll say something. I go, no, that's not true at all. Don't believe that individual. So they're coming. They have been coming. They're going to come more, and there's going to even be more of them as the seducing spirits begin to fill the minds and hearts of people who fall from the faith if you hold to the faith and hold to the faith strong, these seducing spirits will run from you. They don't want to be with you. It's when you fall from the faith and they see that open door, they're going to come in and deceive people. So if you are born again and you have faith in Yeshua, you need to hang on to that with everything you got and even build it stronger. Otherwise, you could possibly be deceived in the future. Verse 12, Matthew 24. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. All right, so it's telling us in the last days iniquity will abound. So that reminds me of Daniel. You know, Daniel says, Daniel 11, 31 tells us, you know, that when the transgressors are full, then shall the Lord send the king of fierce countenance upon the earth. That would be the beast of Revelation. So as sin continues to get worse and worse, you know, and because, you know, we had periods of a lot of righteousness in the world, periods where people beginning to be saved and understand the word of God. There's always been iniquity, and there's always been countries with full of iniquity. But this is going to be worse when the transgressors get full. In other words, when this iniquity abounds, as it says in verse 12 here of Matthew 24, then things are really going to come to a head at that point. And we're beginning to see it today. Look at even, I like to use the United States as an example, although you just can't focus on the United States. I understand that. You got to see what's going on across the whole world and particularly in Israel. But looking just at the United States itself, you're seeing so much iniquity being accepted now as a normality in this country. And I shudder. I shudder to think of the judgment that's coming against this country over that. And I pray for our country constantly that the move of the Holy Spirit will pick up and many more people will believe and righteousness will be established in this country to the 10th degree. Because if we don't, then we shall fall. We shall fall, folks. Israel was a great example. When you watch and see what caused Israel to fall from the graces of God, most of it had to do with idolatry, you're worshiping other gods. And we're beginning to see that all over this country of the United States. This country was founded on Christian principles and believing men and women. But now we're beginning to see this horrible tide of the rising of idolatry and blasphemy and sin everywhere. The transgressors are beginning to fill up the thermometer to the top, even in our own country. Pray, folks. I think there's still plenty of righteousness and righteous people in this country to stop it. Just like when the Lord came to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah, and Abraham argued with him, if 10 righteous men can be found, would you spare the cities? And the Lord said, if 10 righteous men can be found, I will spare the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. But when the Lord went down to check, there was not 10 righteous men. So Sodom and Gomorrah went up in smoke by the Lord's judgment. So, you know, just 10 righteous men would have saved those cities. You know, I don't know if you can, you know, technically say, you know, well, you know, the percentage of 10 righteous men versus how many lived in those cities. Maybe 10 righteous men would have been 0.1% or 0.01%. Who knows? But for sure, the Lord will not do that to people that call upon his name. This is why it says in the Bible, the church will not experience the wrath of God. What does that mean? Folks, it's very important to understand what it means the church won't experience the wrath of God. This is talking about the 7 vials of wrath of God being poured out on the earth that you begin to see from Revelation 11 on, chapter 11 and on. These things are important to understand. It's the vials that it's a great tribulation. It's the vials that it's a true wrath of God. The seals and the trumpets are part of it. But it's only the beginning of sorrows, as the Bible says. But the wrath of God, beginning with that chapter 11 of Revelation onward, is where the real concern is, because that's global judgment that's taking place. And that's when the beast of Revelation comes on the scene, and that is, you know, the king of fierce countenance. Think about that word, king of fierce countenance. What does that mean? King, first of all, he's going to be a ruler. He's going to be powerful. As I said last week, the beast of Revelation will be a fallen angel. Not a man, but a fallen angel. and you can't make war against him. Only the Messiah can do him in. So these things are coming, folks, and we need to be really ready for it. And this iniquity shall abound. Now, is that prophecy being fulfilled today? I would have to say, unless there's a great move of the Holy Spirit and revival in this world, that this is certainly coming on us right now, and it's getting worse and worse all the time, where more and more believers are being hounded and arrested and threatened with lawsuits, even in our country. Other countries are being arrested. Even India, where I'm getting ready to go to, those people, the pastors and Christians over there, are being hounded and arrested, and their churches burned down because the new Indian president is a very strong Hindu and does not like Christianity. This is happening everywhere, folks, and this is a fulfillment that is probably certainly on its way to being fulfilled. Because the love of many shall wax cold. Wow, folks, I mentioned this earlier. When your love of the Lord and the love of others start to decrease, you are setting yourself up for those demonic forces and the seducing of evil spirits. So as love fades away, the demons will increase. This is why the Lord told us to love one another and to love God. It's important that we do those things, because if we don't do those things, the demons will get a foothold, you know, and those open doors, you know, in our own selves, those open doors of our eyes, our mind, our ears, our mouth, those doors we open up to demonic forces and not even realizing. And like the Bible says, some people don't even know they no longer have the Holy Spirit because they've opened up these doors and seducing spirits to come in. And these seducing spirits are convincing people, oh, you're okay, everything's all right, you're fine, when it's not fine. And this trickery and deception of spirits is coming upon the world. They're already here, and they're just looking for them open doors, even particularly from believers that open up them doors. So keep those doors closed. Verse 13, Matthew 24. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. What is this same? So he that endures to the end, that means remains unto the end. So they're saying that even though many of you are going to become martyrs, and many of you are going to die, some will not be martyrs, and they shall be alive even to the end. This is why it's talking about, you know, it says the dead in Christ shall rise first in the rapture, and then those that remain, that word remain means survive, and those that survive will be caught up next. This is exactly repeating what Paul said in Thessalonians. And so those that are still believers and remain toward the end of this period at the time of the rapture will be raptured, and they shall be delivered and saved. This is what this is talking about. It's not saying that you must be alive until the end to be saved. It's not what it's saying. But he that it remains unto the end, the same shall be saved. So if anybody hasn't become a martyr or died for their faith and they're still alive when the Lord comes back, then they will be delivered without actually having to die. That's what Thessalonians are talking about, the dead in Christ rising first, and then those that remain or survive will be caught up next. That's what that's talking about. So, folks, we're winding this down now for this episode this week. So I hope I gave you something to ponder about and think about and meditate about and pray about for sure. All these things, the signs and times of the coming of the Messiah is important. We have a lot to say about this for several weeks. So keep tuning in and listen to what I have to say. So you won't be deceived in the last days, nor will you be caught up with all the hype about when he's coming, when he's not coming, and selling all that you got, go to the mountaintop, practice your rapture jumps, and all this kind of nonsense. It is nonsense. We live our lives as God wants to live until that day comes. We don't go sit on some mountaintop somewhere and meditate, and certainly do not be crossing legs, putting fingers together, and humming. That's not going to do you any good at all. That's silliness. So, folks, the time's coming, and it's coming very close. So listen and study the Word of God deeply into your heart in Yeshua's name. So, folks, until next week, God bless, and blessing to you, Baruch Hashem. Amen.
For Such a Time with Messianic Rabbi Alan Moorhead. You can join them Friday nights at 7 p.m. or Saturday mornings at 10:17. Arrowhead Messianic Congregation is located at 10738 North 75th Avenue in Peoria. Find us online at myamc.org. That's myamc.org. Until next week, thank you for listening to For Such a Time.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.